You know, one of the things I like about Gershwin, I know he finished it, but did you know that, of course you knew they were brothers, George and Ira. Okay, which one was the bookworm? George or Ira? Ira.
Ira, yeah.
He was the bookworm, and he was supposed to take piano lessons. His parents were Russian immigrants, and they saved and saved and saved and bought this piano for Ira, and he hated every minute of it. And so George was, let's just say, a rowdy fella. He always had bruises on his face. He was always in a fight. And so he was with a group of boys that would, like, call him a sissy if they knew that he liked music. Until one day, he heard one of his friends play a violin at a recital. He said, "That's it. If he can do it, so can I." So he went home and announced, "I want lessons." Can you imagine the look on their faces? Yes. So the piano did not go to waste.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Gershwin music. I tell you, there's some great songwriters of the Great American Songbook. And you know, maybe, I said this to a friend of mine, and he was 80 years old. And he said, well, I'll tell you what he said after I tell you what it is. I told him that, you know, we've done all kinds of music through the swing era, the real music, and then we went into the other stuff, the rock and roll and the rap and the alternative music and whatever they're doing now. And I mean, music became political, it became angry, it started revolutions. I mean, we really exhausted every avenue of kinds of music you can do. We've invented every instrument. Electronically, we can make any sound you can possibly dream up. And I said this to my 8-year-old friend, and he said, "You're right. You know what? My dad said that to me, too."
What does that mean?
It made me think twice. Well, maybe we haven't invented anything yet, but in my heart, I think we're starting to go back to the Great American Songbook. All of those rock and roll 70s artists have new albums out. Rod Stewart, all those people, and they all want to do duets with who? Tony Bennett. That's right, don't they? Why? Because the Great American Songbook, the words are awesome. The melodies are creative. And the arrangements of the big bands, that's what's happening. For me. If you like rap, that's fine too. But I like big bands. So here's, every time I talk, I forget what we're doing.
Oh, okay. We're going to sway.
There's a couple artists that have brought big band back in the last years. In the 90s, early 90s, Harry Connick started doing a lot of big band, but he was a little bit ahead of his time. So Michael Bublé came along, and he really hit it on the head. And he's got a whole bunch of stuff out now, and we've got a whole bunch of other stuff. So here's his version of Sway.